Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Now we're on ESPN. You were presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What up, What's up, Max Player?
That was
what it do,
Max.
Look good last night. What's up? What's he giving me?
I think he's throwing up the L.A. sign.
Come on, Max Kellerman, you gotta know this.
If I get a floater in my right eye, I can't see.
Monday, tomorrow, brother.
That's a big thing.
They're gonna cut my eyeball open tomorrow.
So you should practice then, Max. You should have came in like this.
And guess what? I plan on being here.
You're coming Thursday with a patch.
I'm doing a full day work tomorrow. I schedule surgery for after work. The doctor, surgeon's a fan, so like he hooked me up.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm planning on coming in tomorrow.
On
Thursday.
All
right, we got.
That's what you're gonna be doing, Max?
Yeah.
ESPN
Making
Radio. J.
Yeah.
Will. Come on, man.
You know what's wild is if this was like 50 years ago, I'm just a blind dude in my left eye, just blind. That's it.
You're just out here trying to figure it out.
Come on, man. Stop.
That's
Max.
True. That's true. You could. They didn't know how to fix retinas 50 years ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago, too, you probably would have been like, no, I'm good.
How do they describe to me how they have to do it?
Well, this is a cataract follow-up from retinal surgery. I had a detached retina. They fixed it.
Yep.
Now I have a bad cataract, so that's why I really still can't see out of it. So now they got to take the lens off my eyeball while I'm awake.
There's certain things.
That's happening tomorrow.
There's certain things, though, Max.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm just, like, petrified of.
Right. Hell yeah.
And that's one of
no
them.
Doubt.
Like, your eye open like this. And
you're talking about awake.
Yeah. You know what it is? Here's the thing. I feel just like you. Like, you punch me in the face, I'm good. But you talk about something like that, even if I don't feel it, I'm like, nah, I don't want it. You know what I mean? There's something about it that's disturbing, right?
Any surgeries, they're gonna have to put me down.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the thing about life. When you're faced with a situation, even if you really hate it, what are you gonna do? So you can give in to
it
or just be like, yeah, whatever. Just go get the procedure.
I get
what are you gonna do?
Fine, but damn.
I mean, they would have to put me down though, Max.
Yeah. Well, they give you volume and you know you're pretty relaxed.
No. I don't want to see any instrument. I don't want to see it.
You can't really see it though. Everything's a blur.
You can't even see it. That's the thing. You can't see it.
Like, when I wake up, when I wake up, I want to be done. Right?
Yeah.
I'm
coming in with an eye patch.
I don't need to hear sharpening of any tools. I don't need to hear.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to hear in the background.
No, I don't need that. And need to hear him telling her, give me number two, give me three, give me the four, this. I don't. It freaks me out.
What I don't want to hear. Whoops. As long as I don't hear that, I'm good.
The best is like, all right, how do you feel? You're like, I feel fine. I'm like, all right, it's over. You're going to have no idea.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. You go to a dentist. You ever get your wisdom teeth taken out?
Yeah,
They hit you with some stuff where you're kind of away. You don't remember anything.
I don't know
you're
about
good.
That.
Yeah, but that's different, though, Max.
I felt every ounce of it.
I know.
It's a little different.
Listen,
but here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Take off.
Nah, I'm coming.
You don't need to come in. You're fine, man.
I'm coming into work with one eyeball. Unless, listen, if the bosses don't let me, they won't let me. But hopefully,
you're reading now with one eye. It's the same thing.
Do you understand how much credit you get in life when you do something that's actually not that difficult, like come into work? So what? You got surgery. That was yesterday. Just come in. Oh, my God, he's a warrior. I want that credit.
You need
you're
that.
Doing it all for the praise.
That's right. Yeah.
You're doing that, huh?
Yeah,
the he's gutting it out.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, really ask committed. Justin Herbert how he gutted it out against the Kansas City Chiefs.
By the way,
with a cracked ribs and fractured ribs.
No, that's different because he's in real pain. This is just after surgery. You just post-op.
Well, you don't know if you're going to be in pain
or
not.
You don't know. You've never had the surgery. How would you know? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I am no matter what now. Oh, my God, I'm a hero.
But I'm here.
My eye.
Flowers, everybody coming over. How are you doing?
It'll be legendary at ESPN. He came in after eyeball surgery. Oh, that's a warrior. Anytime someone gets the sniffles and goes home, you know, Kellerman worked right after his eyeball operation.
Well, that's what I did to Jay a couple years ago. Jay had a little procedure on something from a dent. I think it was dental, right?
Yeah, I had my wisdom tooth pulled out.
Yeah.
And Jay missed
3 weeks.
I didn't miss 3 weeks, man. I missed like 2 days.
You just got back the other day. What are you talking about?
Gone 3 weeks.
Here you go.
No, he was gone literally 3 weeks.
Side.
You know what's funny?
I couldn't talk.
You get
I had to carry the show by myself for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yo, my whole
Jay stubs his toe out for a week.
Yeah.
Basketball, what do you expect, you know?
Guaranteed contract, we're good.
Yeah, man. So, anyhow. Did I mention we're presented by Progressive Insurance?
Yes, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Guys, Justin Fields, and this is a Chicago thing, I get it, but I think this applies to a lot of fan bases, you know? So, he's asked after the loss to Green Bay if it hurt more in the locker room because the fans are so invested in a rivalry game. I'm going to play you the question and his response. Listen to Justin Fields after the loss to Green Bay.
Just losing against this team, does it sting more because of the rivalry and you know how much Bears fans want to win this game?
Yeah. I mean, it hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in, so... just coming out with a disappointing loss like this, you know, it hurts. But, you know, we just got to respond.
888-SAY-ESPN. Now, I will say, and Key, I know you feel the same way, and Jay, I presume that well, if you don't, please say so, that's true. The fans already put in their work at their jobs, which is how they got the money to buy tickets to watch the game, right? Like, that's the work the fans put in. Mm-hmm. So they are invested, literally invested. They invest their money to watch and root. And so I don't think Justin Fields is a bad dude from everything I can gather. I wanted the Giants to draft him. It doesn't mean he's a bad person, whatever. I think the tongue slipped in a way. I bet you today he wish it hadn't. But nevertheless, yeah. That's a bad look.
Well,
I mean,
look,
it's a bad look.
His tongue didn't slip. He meant what he said. He just didn't. He didn't deliver the message right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's after a game. You just lost to your rival. They're asking you tough questions. You see the pain and the hurt in the locker room of your teammates. And look, I'm not here to defend Justin Fields. He can defend himself. I just know what it's like to be having questions thrown at you after a game when everything is high and emotional and who knows what happened when he left the field, through the tunnel, through the locker room. Who knows if anybody ever said anything to him like, oh, you suck. You only threw the ball 11 times. Who knows? Who knows what's playing in his mind? Do I think he don't like the fans? No, that's not the case. Does he understand that fans are part of contributing factor to the economics in professional sports so guys can get paid? Yes, he understands that. 100% he does. But at the same time, he's talking about on the football field, about playing. Fans don't they're invested in the stands and cheering. I'm invested in USC. I'm not invested in other professional football teams. I don't care if they win or lose, to be honest with you, unless it's the New Orleans Saints because of family. It's one of those deals when an athlete says something and it catches fire, especially when you're not winning. And when you're not winning and your team isn't playing good, everybody runs to that. And they use it, and it becomes a story.
Let's be honest about it. I mean, people have said far worse things.
Never in the history of time has anyone said worse
things
than this.
And still are praised to this day, right? So it's a bounce-back opportunity for him. I think it didn't come out the correct way. I think that Justin Fields' character speaks for itself. And I think to a certain extent, he has a point. But needless to be said, it doesn't need to be said that right. Right. And I think this is another level for a lot of younger professional athletes that when you get drafted high and you go to a major market, as much as you're taught how to say things the right way when you're in college, it's different when you start losing games at a high clip. Right. When you're dealing with that kind of venom from media, the questions from fans, not to let your emotions get in the way to change the overall character that you have presented up until this point. And I think it just felt like it was one of those moments.
To tie this into what we were discussing yesterday, Justin Fields, say less.
Say less.
Didn't it? That did not need to be said, but hopefully he learns from it. Man, it seems like the fans want to love him. You know, let them love you. Bird, and by the way, it's not like he's bald yet. Bird in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, hey guys. Hey, listen, I have to take umbrage to what Justin Fields. I have nothing against Justin Fields, but listen, I'm a 65-year-old guy. I'm retired. I worked hard all my life, and I'm a fan. I gotta say, Justin Fields thinks he's entitled. I mean, he's been playing football at a high level probably all his life. You know, he gets the free drink at McDonald's. He gets the girls in high school. He's big man on campus at Ohio State. He feels he's entitled, and he said the wrong thing. And I gotta take umbrage to that. It's not right. Hey, listen, if he can't stand the heat, he needs to get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, but is that who because of one mishap?
Now, gets like, the free drinks at McDonald's.
He's
Jay.
Entitled now.
Like, yeah, I don't think it's entitlement at all. And earlier we had a caller on that talked about the economics and guys making money so they think they can say anything. I don't think that's it. I think you're a player, and when you are in your locker room and you see the hurt and pain in your teammates, it's just different.
But you know what the entitlement comes in from? And maybe not entitled, but maybe more precisely, he takes things for granted. By that, I mean this. We take for granted, and maybe for good reason, the fans will be interested regardless, right? Like, it's not like they're going to stop watching because the quarterback says this. So that it just feels like it's a natural thing for everyone to spend their money on these tickets and to watch these games. So, but understand, to build the league up to this point, a lot went into that. It's more than just a natural interest in football.
Do you honestly, how old is Justin Fields? 24, 23?
23,
I think.
Do you honestly think that Justin Fields, or any 23-year-old kid for that matter, that plays in the National Football League, understands how the league was built and what comes
If you put me in Justin Fields' situation now at the age of 49, I put my foot in my mouth every other day.
That's what I'm saying.
So, of course, it doesn't make him a bad person. It's just, you know.
Why does he get lumped, like, with, well, now it's, well, free meals at McDonald's and all this. Like, it's like,
you don't have any free drinks.
If you had any success at all in your life, now all of a sudden, like, you're an entitled athlete.
You go in there, you flirt with the girl behind the counter, you get some free fries from time to time. You don't need to be a quarterback to do that.
He has against athletes.
Huh?
Like, it sounds like a stereotype he has against athletes more so than just Justin Fields.
He said he's a 65-year-old retired guy. He's worked hard his whole life. It's a hard pill to swallow when a dude you root for turns around and says, you don't put in the work.
But he didn't say you didn't put in the work.
He did.
Let me try to help this one out, though, Jay. It's just like anything, right? It's a hard pill to swallow when somebody at 65 years old typecasts someone as an entitled athlete. For us, it's hard to swallow because we're not – like, we know that that's not the case. We know how much hard work it went into you being the number two overall pick, me being the number one overall pick, doing the things that we did to get to that place. We know that. Yeah. And we appreciate those sort of things, but we also understand that the guys in the locker room are different for us and with us than the fan base is. The guys in the locker room, win, lose, or draw, they rolling with us. Mm-hmm. The fans, on the other hand, they ain't necessarily rolling with us. Like, I'm not rolling with USC if they start losing. I'm rolling with them right now. I'm bandwagon. I'm happy as hell we 3-0, and we rolling. But let us get onto a losing streak and see how I act then. And that's how fans are.
Bill in Kansas City wants to weigh in on this. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Look, I've been a Bears fan all my life, and I got Justin's back on this. I don't think he meant anything to the fans. I work hard every day, but when it comes to the game, I'm sitting on the couch with a cold beverage and a bag of chips. He's perfectly fine, and Key is saying a lot of the right things. Mm-hmm. But one other thing, Max, if it was Justin Herbert said it after the Chiefs game, you'd have said, oh, no fan.
No, it would be a bad look. It would be a bad look if Justin Herbert said that. If anytime you go at the – now, look, if the fans are acting, Key, out of pocket, then you could go at them, but that's not what happened.
But that's what I'm saying. Do we not know? And I would love to know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, yeah.
Was that a trigger?
Did something happen?
Was that a trigger walking? You come on, man. You know, walking off the field into that locker room after loss, Jay, even if you drop 50, a fan going to say something that is invested.
Nevertheless,
especially in Chicago, sometimes your own fans, if you're not playing, they go at you hard.
Yeah.
They go at you really hard.
Nevertheless – because not everyone's privy to that information, what everyone hears is Justin Fields saying, we care more the fans don't put in the work. And even if that's literally true as it relates to football, as I mentioned before, the fans work in their own lives and their jobs and actually take that money and spend it on football.
This is why I like when I don't like when people I don't like when you flip the narrative that way, Max.
I flipped it.
I don't think he was insinuating that people don't work hard in their jobs.
I'm not saying he's insinuating that.
And that goes to that point.
I'm saying he's not considering that at that moment. He's not considering.
Well, because in his mind, he's only talking about on the field.
That's
the
why
work he puts 100%. In on the field.
That's
he's
why
not talking
Jay
about.
Jay gets an extra nugget for that, what he just said.
He's not talking about what people do in their everyday lives.
Clearly. By the way, that's the clear, obvious top line
but thought
that's what
that
saying. He
has. We have to stop people drawing that conclusion that he's insinuating that people do not work hard in their jobs.
I don't think anyone but me is thinking that. What I'm saying is...
I'm talking to you.
What I'm saying is what you have to consider what's underneath the resentment from saying something like that is the fans are like, I'm not at work right now. I choose to watch this in my leisure time. Your job is to perform for us, right? Like if there are no fans, there's no game. That everyone has a regular job. And because of that, I work hard at my job. This is how I choose to spend my time to invest it emotionally in you. So for you to turn around and say, well, you're not putting in the work. Yeah, no kidding. I don't play for the Eagles. That doesn't mean I'm not invested in it.
No, you're invested. Just because you don't play don't mean you're not invested in. You're investing in it emotionally. But what Justin Fields is saying, like Jay is saying, he's talking about on the field. And naturally. I'm sure he has parents. I'm sure his parents worked, his grandparents worked, his brothers and sisters probably have jobs or whatever the case may be. So he's not talking about people working in the natural workforce.
Of course what I'm saying is it rubs people the wrong way.
100%.
So there's a better way to say it, even though it's clearly true, you don't go at the people who support you. If he's getting booed every time he hits the field, he might say something like the following. Listen. We all want the same thing. We want to win. We're putting in work out here. Do you think it helps when we get booed? You know, we need the fans behind us.
I think he would do that, Jay and Max, if the question was posed to him, how did you feel about being booed?
Right.
And then he would say what you just said,
and
Max.
And, Key, I want to go back to your point because you and I have been there before. Coming off a game,
Max.
Coming off the field or a court.
Me too.
If somebody says something to you in the wrong way,
it's
hard just to go to being politically correct and say, this is what he should have said.
I'm not saying it's easy.
I know. I didn't say you did. I'm just saying to go to that point where it's like now all of a sudden I have to pivot real quick, get myself out of my emotions, out of losing this game, and not take some we take things personally.
Sports talk radio, athletes bad, fans good. I don't know about that. Athletes bad, fans good, sports talk radio.
I really triggered that, though. You know what I mean?
Max, you already know how I am when somebody says something out of pocket. I'm going to check them quick.
Athletes bad.
Get away with nothing.
Entitled athletes bad is fans good.
Well, I'll be entitled, but I'm gonna tell you right now. You say something out of pocket to me, I'm gonna get at you.
You
gonna wish you did.
Raymond in Memphis has something to say. Go ahead, Raymond.
Yeah, Memphis.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Ray, baby?
Hey. So I just think he got caught at a bad moment. You have to remember how young he is. If this was Pac-Man Jones, Johnny Manziel, or somebody like that. Then, you hold him accountable for what he said. I think Bob earlier and the 65-year-old, I think they're just a little too emotional about this. However, I do side with the fans care a little bit more. Keith, you tell me if you remember this. Were you on the team when Romo fumbled against Seattle?
I wasn't on the team, but I feel the pain and the hurt for Romo, even though I wasn't on that team. I was in Carolina then. But I feel the pain and the hurt for Tony till to this day because he'll never be able to live that down from the fan base, the teams, nothing. That's going to always be remembered. That's why you brought it to my attention.
Athletes bad, fans good. Joe in Pennsylvania has something to say.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Good. Hey, good, good. Hey, this is kind of like a non-sports question. Uh-huh. This is directed to Max. I'll have a second one coming up, though. Hey, Max, you were talking about your eye.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know. I am going through the same thing right now.
I had a
retinal detachment in my right eye, and I'm going through that right now. They put a gas bubble in my eye.
Same.
and the gas ready. The gas bubble, yeah, eventually it's going to dissipate.
Already gone.
But I'm,
what's a gas?
Yeah,
bubble?
Yeah. I'm waiting for that to happen. But you were talking about getting
cataract surgery. See, I developed a bad cataract right away, so that's I still can't see that well.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that my doctor, too, here in Pennsylvania was really good. But he said, too, down the road, I'm probably going to have the same thing.
Yep. A lot of times that happens.
Yeah, and it's going to happen right there. So I just want to let you know, man, I hope everything goes good
Thank you very much, because I'm right
in your corner. Hey, and I just wanted to follow up and stuff. You guys are talking football, obviously. My team's the 49ers.
Wait, you live in Pennsylvania and your team is the 49ers?
Yeah, I know. It's a little weird, isn't it? I know. Yeah. Everyone tells me all the time, they're going, what do you want? Why aren't you on the West Coast? I'm just like, well,
Kids,
hey, you know.
You're in Fly Eagles Fly territory, brother.
Yeah, what part of Pennsylvania?
Well, I'm Harrisburg.
Oh.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You got two good options. You got the Steelers and the Eagles, and you wind up a Niners fan with Joe Montana.
I know. Well, you know, I just turned 58 this year, so I when I was growing up, I was all about Dallas, the Cowboys, and the Steelers.
Right.
I had two families and stuff going against each other. So, when Joe Montana came in to the 49ers, that's when I jumped aboard with the 49ers.
A lot of Dolphins fans because of Marino. A lot of Niners fans because of Montana.
Oh, I love Dan.
There's going to be a lot of Cleveland Cavs fans because of LeBron. People are like, wait, you grew up in Chicago? You're a Cavs? How'd that happen? Well, LeBron James,
I know.
From now.
Can I just pose one more question about the 49ers? What do you think about I hate to say about Trey Lance. That was a bad thing that happened to him and everything. But now that Jimmy G's in there, what do you guys think?
Hey, Key, what is your opinion you notice on this? Thanks for the call. TJ, you notice this? Everyone has to start by saying it's terrible what happened to Trey Lance, right?
But no, Jimmy G's here.
But like, I do think they're Super Bowl contenders now. I didn't before. I think so now.
Yeah, Trey Lance didn't have a good showing in the preseason, nor did he have a good showing the first game, or the second game when he was in there. It just kind of looked, I don't know. They should be happy to have Jimmy G. Sound like you, though, Jay. Dude had a lot of teams, man. He was
Drake, Jay, and this guy from Harrisburg.
Yeah, Drake, Jay, and the guy from Harrisburg should all get together.
Joe like from said, Harrisburg.
Hopefully they're making
Key,
him some money.
Can you imagine? You hear about the gas bubble in my eye, right?
I don't want
to. I soldiered on. I came to work.
What is a gas bubble?
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
give me my flowers.
What?
You didn't come to work.
They
that
literally
next day.
Had a.
You were out.
It
for
was
a couple
gas
of days.
Bubble that at first takes up your eye and then it gets smaller and smaller to help set the eye, right? So you see a big, like, bouncing ball in your eye.
Just for clarification, you didn't come into work the next day.
Came into work the very next day.
No, it was more.
It
like
did it hurt.
It was doing a summer book.
Not really. No.
Yeah, well, I remember
not
it.
Really?
Yeah, because I was here without you.
I mean, wait, did I say it didn't? Oh, it was so painful. Key, you can't imagine the searing pain I struggled. No, it didn't really hurt. By the way,
really?
Not really. Nah. Yeah, it was all right. Just disturbing, you know what I mean? Like, you don't even want to think about it, right? Same, except it's happening to your eyeball. All right, the Titans are 0-2. What's going on in Tennessee? And should they think about Malik Willis?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Josh Allen with four touchdown tosses as they knock off and really crush Tennessee 41-7.
Yeah, I haven't been a whole, part of a whole lot of games like that, so brutal, brutal night.
We got our ass kicked. They outcoached us. They outplayed us.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click on More on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio, and you can take us with you live wherever you go. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Wait, what the hell was that?
What happened?
Did you not see the,
no,
the big-ass pink thing?
I was reading
something.
What, show?
It's a teddy bear?
It's an NFT.
Yeah, I was about to say it's an NFT.
Could I make an NFT out of it?
No, that's not an NFT. That's a teddy bear?
Key, we could probably make an NFT out of that. Get paid, man. You know?
It's probably a teddy bear that you can walk inside of on the front side. We can't see the front side unless that's the front side and doesn't have a face. I don't know. Is that a reverse teddy bear?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Real quick, though, what if you saw that walking down the street?
Oh,
hell no. What would you do?
I can't.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow dude from Ghostbusters?
You just saw it walking through the city.
I must have had some really good stuff that night.
That's the size. That's like the size of the rats that Key was running from.
I'm sorry. I'll give you a real quick story. So in college at USC, real quick story. No, real quick story.
Well, let's hear
we're
it.
At, like we're at
story.
Spring training.
I like a good story.
All right.
We're in spring ball. Mm-hmm. And one of my former teammates, you know, he's a college kid. So, you know, he's hanging out.
Yeah.
He likes to hang out.
Okay, yeah.
Likes to hang out. Got it.
Got it.
And this is around Easter. We're in spring football. We're in the huddle.
Was it 420?
No, it was around that time.
Okay, got it.
Okay, yeah, I got
something
it.
A little stronger than 420.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. 430. Go ahead.
We're in the huddle. Here's the play. This dude takes off and just runs out of the huddle, Jay.
What?
He just runs out of the huddle. Full speed and said that a giant rabbit is chasing him. Yeah. I'm not lying.
It was like...
That's what. Wait, what Adam Sandler movie was that? That was Billy Madison, right? Billy Madison, where he sees a penguin.
He mixes stuff.
No, this was
man.
Real. When they finally caught up to him, you know, they had to do what the medical team needed to do or whatever. But he said a giant rabbit was chasing him. Mm. He was in the huddle like normal, like me and you talking, and then all of a sudden, he gone full speed.
Kid, am I something? Man, I seen one dude on my team, Chicago man. He had about 10 buckets of popcorn throughout the whole game. I'm like, yo, fool, you know your number might get called. But I'm hungry, Jay. I'm 10. 10. While you're on the bench of a game, 10.
Did he see any action?
He didn't see
any
action.
So he knew what he was doing.
I guess.
Yeah, this was different, though. This was he done got a hold of something hanging
out
on the row.
A giant bunny's chasing him, and sounds like he's on his way to chasing a dragon.
All that.
That's what
all
it sounds
that, Max.
Like. That's not a happy story. All right. Guys.
Not a happy story.
You know who's not chasing much? The Tennessee Titans. What is going on?
You start rubbing your leg like that when you
in Tennessee. Cross my leg. Not much. My back hurts. By the way, my eye is the least of my concerns. I got
you can't even see
herniated
me on this
discs.
Side.
Yo,
no wonder you have to keep turning your whole head.
Expiration date on me was 40 years old. As soon as I turned 40, it all went down.
Don't say that.
What's going on with the Titans? Remember the Titans? Huh? They're pretty good. Not long. Remember the Titans? Key, what's going on? Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach, at the postgame presser. Listen to this.
Playing and play calling go hand in hand. You know, there's always going to be some plays out there as a player that you wish you had back. There's always going to be calls as a play caller that you wish you had back. Now is not the time. We've never done it It's not going to be about one person. We got our ass kicked, plain and simple. They outcoached us. They outplayed us. And that's the definition of it. And so we're going to get back to work, and we're going to figure out a way to win a football game.
All right. I mean, did Vrabel just forget how to coach? What's going on with this team, Key?
They're not a very good football team, number one. I think there's some expectations in Tennessee based on where they finished at last year that they were going to be a much better team. If you go back and you look at when Vrabel took this team over, there's not one single pass catcher on this offense to go along with Tannehill and to go along with Derrick Henry. If you go back and you look at when they were having success, and this is only, you know, two games in, they are 10 of 40, 1-0 of 4-0 on third down.
Oh,
you can't win football games doing that on third down.
Money down.
It's a money down, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, the offensive line isn't all that great. I think we underestimated the fact that A.J. Brown was significant to them. Corey Davis was significant to them. And there's nothing wrong with Robert Woods, but Robert Woods is new to the situation. Okay? Trey Burton's new to the situation. And it's going to take time for them to get used to this quarterback. And I think over time, it may happen for them. It's a pretty bad division. And they can still come out of the division. But they got to get things turned around and get it turned around quickly.
It also feels, Key, like they're over-relying on Derrick Henry to do everything all the time.
Yeah.
Man.
You saw them stack the box multiple times last night.
That's all they're
going to
see.
They got him running sideways instead of north to south.
I got so tired of watching him run the football.
That's what I'm saying, Key. Like, after a while, okay, everybody knows it's coming. Like, give me something different.
But you also got to understand Max, his thought process. He is a linebacker, defensive-minded coach.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing that they want to do? They want to run the football. They want to slow things down. They want to have the quarterback not make any mistakes and get out of there with a victory, 9-3. That's what he wants to do. And that recipe based on their personnel isn't going to work.
I mean, listen, when you lose A.J. Brown, that's a bit, and you can see the effect he's had on the Eagles. I think he's their best player.
They could have kept A.J. Brown.
Right? They let him go.
They chose not to.
All the talk in the offseason was Debo was on his way out, but they love A.J. Brown. They're going to keep him right there. And the opposite happened. Why'd they let him go?
I don't know. Certain
people don't value certain things. Remember, they let Corey Davis go, too, that they took in the first round.
A.J. Brown's a big physical receiver.
That's where you're not listening to me, Max, though.
Yeah, but it sounds like the kind of receiver that Vrabel would
but
like.
But they let Corey Davis go,
too,
and they took him in the first round, and then they let A.J. Brown go. Like I said, 2 years ago, two to three years ago, those guys were on this team. It was a different football team.
Yes, little of that Belichick stuff. We don't need anybody. Yeah. We don't need any players.
Our system is what gets us to victory. Okay, good luck with some
Belichick's
positional players.
Belichick's 1-1, Max. You said his career was over.
No, I didn't. I said he's no longer the undisputed greatest
fired.
Coach of all time.
You said he should be fired at the end of the year.
See what he's doing? He's doing the Max to me.
Yeah, that's what you guys both do to me. I get it every day.
I don't do
Why
that
are you complaining
to
me?
Jay. I don't do that to you. All
you
I said
I have Tua winning the Super Bowl earlier today.
Did you not say that Tua belonged in the MVP conversation? Did you not say he belonged in the MVP conversation?
You too.
No, I'm asking you, Jay, seriously. Did you not say that he belonged
in
the MVP
conversation?
First two games, yes.
Okay, so
that's different than winning a Super Bowl.
But wait, hold on. Usually guys that win the MVP, like you said, possibly win the Super Bowl.
Here's a question. Is Jalen Hurts?
You said he's going to win the MVP.
Is Jalen Hurts now an MVP candidate? And does that mean the Eagles are live to win the Super Bowl?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
So what's going on with what movie? Who didn't watch? Someone's mad at someone on this radio show. What?
Shannon just saw Too Fast, Too Furious for the first time and also didn't like it. And I think that's the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened on the history of the show.
But they're racing cars or something? What's
going on? I've never seen anything even remotely close to
that's
that.
That's embarrassing.
I've seen them all, Pat. I'm with you, PC.
Thank you,
I'm not watching a movie with Vin The Diesel. Rock. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not in that one.
Vin Diesel, not The Rock.
Same thing. What's the difference? Vin Diesel, The Rock.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie with The Rock in it.
Whatever.
That's embarrassing as well. The Rock's excellent.
Oh, my, he may be, but I just...
You should
I'm
feel
with you,
bad.
Max. He's no Arnold, man.
No, I'm not.
On,
yeah, Arnold better. In a movie, I was there every time.
Every
Max,
time?
Every time.
Max, I can
name
give you...
so many movies of, the, of, oh, so of Arnold and none of The Rock.
Yeah, I can word. Give same, y'all same. The script for a Rock movie. It's like he's coming into a big city. It's a wave coming. He has to save a bunch of people. He's jumping off a skyscraper. He's in a helicopter. Movie over.
Right, guys.
And he's really strong.
You see Moana.
Smiling.
I did see Moana.
There you go, The Rock.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a cartoon.
Animation, James, animation.
How dare you besmirch the good name of one Dwayne Johnson?
This I'm not just besmirching Dwayne Johnson. I'm just saying, rude. I don't, you know.
This is rude.
It's not for me. True Lies, man.
Every
Lies
Arnold movie was the same. Is Strong has an accent.
No. Every Jumanji. The Terminator, the Terminator, Total Recall, Running Man. Come on, man, stop.
Arnold said 14 words in
Conan the Barbarian.
Arnold's better. Nobody's comparing Arnold. Who's comparing Arnold and Dwayne?
These dudes, these youngins.
No.
Yeah, the youngins, they think everybody that is swole is all the same.
Yeah, come on.
Those movies didn't age well.
They didn't? What didn't age well?
Arnold movies.
Pat, I can't co-sign this, Pat.
They didn't.
As a guy on the younger side, I can't co-sign that with you.
Eraser was good. I rock
with
you.
Pat, were you even born with True Lies?
Terminator
was
next level.
Come on, man.
Terminator was next level.
I mean, the special effects ain't going to age well, but Schwarzenegger aged well in those movies. What are you talking about?
I can rock with Terminator.
All right, so Pat, what's your favorite The Rock movie?
Fast Five.
Oh, everything's fast?
Fast Five.
Pat is a fast aficionado.
It's an excellent, movie. It's better than any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
If you put fast in the title, Pat's there. Oh, I better get there fast. As fast as in the title.
When
fast
they start racing on the moon and then coming back into the Earth, Pat's going to be like, yeah, I've seen that joint four times.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I know The Rock is great. Everybody loves The Rock. Yeah. I ain't going to be able to give it to him.
I mean, I can't give
him 1 cent.
For whatever reason, some guys get you in the movie, right? And some people, they don't draw you to it. Schwarzenegger got me in every time.
The Rock's the biggest box office star in Hollywood. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's some kid stuff, man. I'm not with that.
Some kid stuff.
No, actually, he's not.
Ruined Jumanji.
It's Samuel Jackson, I do believe.
Schwarzenegger wasn't even the best action star in his day.
Who was?
Stallone.
Stop. Stop right now.
Uh-oh.
Schwarzenegger Stallone. Was the Stop. Best action dude Stallone. Ever. Stop.
No, he wasn't.
Rocky.
Yes, he Rocky, but action
because
star.
Of Rocky.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. No sports radio.
Nice right there.
Sports radio, Key. You know how that goes. Let me sum it up. Fans good, athletes bad. Bad athletes are bad. Fans good.
I can't believe Pat just said on our extra content that Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the best action.
He said wasn't even the best action hero of his day.
Oh, so rude.
Who do you want to say? You want to say
Pat was just born yesterday.
You want to say
feels like it.
Bruce Willis, Will Smith. I'm thinking of like at big budget action guys, right? But those were big budget action guys. But Schwarzenegger probably got me in the movie more than any movie star ever. If Schwarzenegger was in a movie, I was there, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come on.
Absolutely, Schwarzenegger, this dude, man.
Yeah,
just say
that
Terminator.
Dude.
Just Terminator. It's all debate.
Come on, man.
Nah, we could go, man. It's a long laundry
Twins.
List.
Long list.
You can go a long laundry list.
Yeah. It's Total not, Recall was fresh.
He played a lot of different parts, kind of the same, but just a lot of different parts, man.
Kind of the same.
Listen, we do an additional content segment for the affiliate radio stations where in between, you know, commercial breaks, we do extra segments.
Working.
And we were talking. Yeah, we're still working. And we were talking about, you know, someone, Pat was mad at someone for not seeing the Fast and the Five, Fast Furious
Fast
Fives.
And, yes.
What was it? Fast, everything's going fast.
Fast and Furious Five.
Fast and Furious Five, they go all over the country and they race. Yeah.
The Rock and Vin Diesel are together.
It's all over the world.
There's like franchise. And
is it all? Yeah, all over the world. Yeah,
a franchise that just missed me. I've never seen any of them.
Me and you both, Max, couldn't tell you anything except they got fast cars and
they got like
people
five
are actually here in Los Angeles duplicating this in the streets in the middle of the night. You do know that, right, Jay?
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Well, they made the whole movie off like the whole racing scene that happens in America and across the world. You know.
No, they do it here in L.A. in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's where they get the. That's where they got the movie concept from, Key.
Mm. I know, I get it, but I'm just
they
saying they
be glorifying
doing it
that
to
is what
day.
I say. It's dangerous.
I'm with you, Max Kellerman.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So we shouldn't be glorifying technology and AI taking over the
here
world.
Here we go with the technology.
No, that's glorify it, but
AI take. That's what Terminator was.
That was an interesting concept.
To you.
Wait, hold on. Artificial intelligence becomes self-aware and then takes over the world is interesting.
Why did I even do it? I
didn't even do it. Y'all, both of y'all want to be smart, so y'all go ahead and have that conversation
Key.
About the technology.
Key. Well, listen, Terminator 2, is there any character in any movie ever that felt more unstoppable than the T-1000? That was the next version.
Next level.
That was a dude coming, the liquid dude coming after Schwarzenegger.
Ooh, yeah, the liquid dude.
Oh, my God.
What was the cop?
Oh, right through you. Liquid sword, right through your heart.
That dude, liquid sword. Here's, that's where genius got.
Here's the actual answer. It was The Rock in Fast 6 when he flexed his cast off.
Fast 6.
All right, anyway, we got football to talk about, Max.
T, they had 1 through 5.
About
he's talking about Fast
hours.
6. Hey, is Jalen Hurts, so far, right now, through 2 games, he now has the 3rd best odds to win MVP.
Yes, he is the MVP,
Josh Allen
leading
1,
MVP vote getter.
Mahomes 2, Jalen Hurts 3. Do you agree with that ranking so far this year? Allen, Mahomes, Hurts?
Yeah. I would have had – if, in fact, Lamar didn't lose on Sunday, he would be 3. But he lost.
Exactly. By the way –
he lost.
Except one thing, I got to switch one
and it
thing.
Wasn't his fault that
so
they lost,
Herbert?
But he lost.
I got to switch one thing. I'm going to still have Mahomes 1 because he faced a Chargers team that made basically one mistake all night. Herbert, talk about T-1000. That dude was a machine, and Mahomes beat him, and the Chargers have a good defense, unlike the Titans. So because of that – the way Mahomes beat them, the better opponent, the whole thing, on a short week, I have Mahomes won an MVP right now.
The way their defense beat them? By getting that pick? By getting that pick 6?
But you know, Mahomes, what did Mahomes throw for that? He didn't have any interceptions.
No, he balled out. He did good.
He did, say.
He had 5 touchdowns week 1.
I'm just saying, you
got 8 touchdowns on the season, no picks, and a million yards.
You could make a case, though, that if the Chargers, if they had ran that route correctly, they win that game.
Yeah, Mahomes would have done something.
But you can't make a case in any of the Bills. You can't make a case in any of the Bills games.
No, the Bills have a better overall team.
Dominant.
The Bills have a better overall team.
They do have a better overall team. Josh Allen just looks different. Patrick Mahomes is good. He looks different, too. But Josh Allen, I appreciate watching him rip the football.
Like, he looks the best so far.
It looks solid and sound. It just looks different. But I would go 1 with Josh Allen because next week I'll pick Patrick Mahomes because unless Josh Allen just goes and unleashes on Jay's Miami Dolphins in his favorite quarterback in the NFL
up.
History.
This is Jay's pick for
Tua.
Super Bowl MVP.
No, it's
Tua
not.
Tagovailoa.
I'll tell you my pick when I'm ready to. Max will not play radio with me.
No, you said that Tua was the best quarterback to ever lace him up.
I just said since Dan Marino.
Nope.
You just said it earlier in the
not.
Week.
I just said that Tua is on the MVP watch through 2 games of the regular season thus far. That's all.
And so if Josh Allen goes down there and takes care of the Miami J-Wheels, then he stays at 1.
Which they should. Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Who's
you
number
know.
6 on your list?
Who's number 6?
Tua. There he is.
So if 1 is
on my list.
1 is Allen, 2 is Mahomes, 3 is Hurts, who's 4? Lamar?
Lamar 4. Herbert
so who's 5?
I mean, you Herbert? Can argue. You can argue Lamar, but you also could argue Mighty Mouse in Arizona. I guess.
Actually, you know who you guys are all missing, and he's not a quarterback. He's not even a quarterback.
So is Lamar.
You know who should be on there? Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons.
I mean, you can slide him in.
Micah
there, too.
Parsons is going to hold this team. He's going to hold it up like Atlas, holding up the world while Dak
on
the show
is out. To Tua is just beyond me. It's beyond me.
Who'd you rather have, Parsons or Tua?
It's not about who I'd rather have. It's about
who would you rather have, Jalen Hurts or Tua?
Right now, he leads the league in passing yards.
After what I saw
last
night.
Who would you rather have, Jalen Hurts or Tua?
He's
who would you start your team with right today,
Jay? That's not the kind of question.
MVP is
not. It's not who you're starting your team with.
I'm asking you a
question. It's who's had the best performances.
I'm just asking you a
simple question. If he's the best quarterback since Dan Marino, answer the question.
It seems like why don't you answer the question? No, I'm answering you a question. Who would you rather have to start your team today? Tua or Jalen Hurts?
I'll take Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
That's fine. That's, I mean, but that has nothing to do with that's nothing to do
who's
with.
Who's having
the
a better
MVP?
Season so far?
Who's having a
Jalen
better
Hurts or Tua?
Tua.
So why would you take Tua?
Because he's having a better season this far, but I think Jalen Hurts has a lot more upside.
I think Jalen Hurts
is
more impressive.
Popcorn's
going to
fall
night
on your head. You're
well, we're back tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Say it.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Say it. Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.